Reeve Karina Williams of Northern Sunrise County joins us on the line today. Your Worship, thank you very much for joining us. How goes the harvest season in Northern Sunrise County to your estimation?
Harvest began early this year and is now well underway across the county. Producers have been working hard to get crops off while conditions allow.
How are the conditions and how hard has it been this year? Yourself, you're a farmer as well. There's been no rain. There's lots of drought. And there's been a few pests that have been roaming around as well.
It's been an incredibly challenging year for producers and livestock producers throughout the Peace region. Between March 1st and July 31st, precipitation in northern Sunrise County was only 30 to 47% of the 30-year average, and we've seen very little rain since. Livestock producers have been hit especially hard. Pasture land is in poor condition, hay yields are low, and many are struggling to find enough feed for fall and winter. Some have had to reduce their herds or source feed from far away, which of course comes at a very higher cost. Grasshoppers have been a major issue also, and annual crops have suffered in both yield and quality due to this.
How has Northern Sunrise County helped with farmers and producers dealing with these conditions? I know agriculture disasters were declared earlier this summer.
That's correct. On August 8th, Northern Sunrise County declared an agriculture disaster for livestock producers due to the drought. As part of this declaration, we've urged both the provincial and federal governments to fast-track any programs that could help mitigate the negative impact on our local producers.
Despite the tough year, production is still there, I'm assuming. Is it enough just to say thank you for the work that the farmers and producers do? Because a lot of people I've spoken to have said that farmers and producers are a backbone of this province.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And we continue to advocate for our producers and our farmers. And we always want to thank our farmers who work tirelessly year after year, often facing one challenge or another. Their resilience and dedication deserve our deepest gratitude.
Is that all we can do, is just pray for a long and snowy winter, even though us on the human side of things, we are not looking for necessarily a cold winter, but we're looking for a long and snowy winter for the fields?
Absolutely. We'll take all the moisture we can get once the crops are off. A long, snowy winter would go a long way in helping restore soil and pasture conditions.
From a Northern Sunrise County point of view here, Your Worship, how has collaboration been with the tough conditions with people like, say, from the provincial government, the federal government, your brethren just around the region, with the MDs and counties that are around? How's collaboration been?
We continue having strong conversations and urging both provincial and federal governments to be aware of the dire situations that our farmers and producers are in. We continue these conversations through our Agriculture Service Board and the Agriculture Service Board Provincial Committee that I'm an alternate for.
Has conversation been ramped up a little bit? In other words, sort of really getting the word out and getting it out on a consistent basis? Because, things in the north are definitely different than they are in the south, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. We have the declarations of agriculture disasters continually coming through on council agendas, and the list is getting longer and longer. So the word is out there through all municipalities in the north right now that are having to declare an agriculture disaster.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully we'll get a bountiful harvest like Northern Alberta hopefully will get.
We hope so. We are hearing that the numbers are not as favorable as many would like. We are waiting to find the full data from our producers and farmers, just so that we can adjust the declaration if we need to with regards to other crops, because we need that data before we can actually release more information to the province and the federal government.
I really appreciate this. Your Worship, Reeve Karina Williams of Northern Sunrise County. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Keith, and it's always a pleasure to speak with you.